Rasmussen, Anna. St. Helena, California, July 10, 1910. Dear Anna, Rasmussen, I have just read your letter and am very glad to hear from you. I am thankful that the Lord preserved me in my old age. We wish to do just what you wish us to do with your means. We are now opening the work in new fields. I mean to send you copies of letters if I can get them copied. November 26th, I shall be 83 years old, and still I am writing and getting before the people all I possibly can. I would be much pleased to have an interview with you, but we will all labor to finish our course here with joy, in anticipation of meeting you again where there is no more sickness, pain, or death. Let us keep up courage in the Lord. You're not one of the complaining class. I am hopeful in the Lord. Now I am seeing, or rather, hearing, of the parties that are opening new territory in fields that have not yet been entered. I have been shown houses that could be secured to carry forward the work of the Lord. Now this is so. Elder Olson writes me good, encouraging news. And when you shall want to leave your means, I shall be glad to see the same invested in procuring some place where our workers can, some of them, settle outside of the busy centers. And I propose that this shall be done. I have had the representations of buildings that are of value standing without being occupied. They can be purchased cheap. I mean to help, if possible, to secure some of these buildings out of the noisy cities, that our workers may not be compelled to settle in the crowded cities. Places have been found where wealthy people have exchanged for elegant mansions. Brother Olson has written me a good letter, giving account of his experience in being one of the number who is busily engaged in this kind of work, securing homes for the mission fields that have never been entered, which should have been entered 10 years ago. But now the work is truly started to give the gospel message in our unworked cities. I am not sound in health. I shall, however, go out to Loma Linda and Paradise Valley and surrounding openings. The light must be given in all places possible. If you choose to entrust me with the means you can spare, I will not let it be disposed of without your direction. Good is the Lord to arouse our people at this late date to give the gospel message to those who have not heard it. Thus your means can act a definite part. It is right, and also I would advise you, to place your means to supply your wants while you live. Time is short, and the delay to work new fields had made many souls unapproachable. But I mean to do all I can to prepare the way of the Lord. The whole Bible is encouraging missionary work to be done. Now the work is begun. We will praise the Lord that our cities shall have the warning. For 20 years this has been kept before our people. May the Lord bless you, is our prayer.